Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
It's getting hard to tell which is worse, the chaos in the White House or the chaos in our president's head. Nearly every day brings word of a new Oval Office firing, shakeup, or internecine war. Inside the first cranium, we learn that our president may have colluded with Fox News to smear Hillary Clinton, that he publicly condoned police brutality, that he invented two congratulatory phone calls that never took place. And that's before tomorrow's tweets. Meanwhile, outside the presidential attention span, the Middle East is aflame, the Russians are expelling our diplomats, and North Korea is developing missiles that can reach Denver. You'd think even Republicans would have had enough by now. Oh, a few senators did defect over the health care thing, but not enough to matter in the long run. Polls show our president's base remains solid. But there's one GOP corner where his support is crumbling. The conservative commentariat, the talking heads and newspaper intellectuals who shape modern Republican thought. These canaries in the coal mine are jumping like rats from a sinking coal mine. In recent weeks, thought leaders like Peggy Noonan of the Wall Street Journal, William Kristol of the Weekly Standard, and radio ranter Rush Limbaugh have criticized our president harshly. Even Ann Coulter, the loudest of the Trump defenders, declared recently, and I quote, "This jackass is ticking me off." To be fair, many conservative thinkers never did like the guy. The National Review, that bastion of rightist orthodoxy, has been dissing Trump for ages. Same for conservative columnists George Will, David Brooks, and Ross Douthat. Besides, does it really matter what a bunch of pointy-headed intellectuals say? Well, yes. The GOP prides itself on being a party of ideas. Wrong ones, in my view, but at least they think about things. Republican politicians, and even the base, take their talking points from conservative talkers. As Lord Keynes put it, madmen in authority who hear voices in the air are distilling their frenzy from some academic scribbler of years past. One of those madmen, Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, just published a book critical of our president's failings. And yet Flake still votes with Trump about 95% of the time. That's the problem Republicans face. They still think this president can attain their goals. But they're discovering that his missteps could sink that agenda and tarnish their brand for eons. Once they get their head around that idea, they just might decide to replace him. But Republicans, like all of us, hate to admit they were wrong. I'd like to help them. If they finally work up the nerve to get rid of this guy, I promise not to gloat. Indeed, I'll praise their intellectual integrity. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.